There's a lot of small parishes together, and Isuf of different parishes. Let's start with one parasha. The parasha of the Shivim Zkenim. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu complained that he can't handle Klal Yisrael himself. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, take Shivim Zkenim and be matzul aleihem miruchacha, endow them with nevuah like you, and they'll help you. So it says, Vayetze Moshe Vedabe La'om, Vayered Hashem Ba'onan Vedabe Lo Vayotzel Min HaRuach Sha'olov. Moshe Rabbeinu bestowed from the Ruach that he had on him. Vayitin al Shivim Ish Askenim, Vayihi Kenoyach Aleihem HaRuach Vayisnabu. As soon as the Ruach descended upon them from Moshe Rabbeinu, they were misnabi. But Lo Yisofu, and they didn't continue to be misnabi. Targum says Leprosku, but the Rashi says that the Pshuto Shemikra is Leisofu, that they never, that's what the Sefri says, they never again said Nevua. Lechura, I mean, so what was the tachos of the whole parasha? Moshe Rabbeinu needed people to help him run Klal Yisrael. He was mechalik, the anhog of Klal Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, good, take 70 people, and he gave him the Nevua, and they stopped. So where did it help over here? I mean, the two people that stayed, the elder, the Medad, not Mistavit. So what's the use what's the parish of giving Nevua for a minute and taking it back again? And forget, the Rambam, when he, in the beginning of Moinavuchim, when he talks about Nevua, he describes Nevua, the range of Nevua is from the Veloya Sofu to Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a Nevua which he said sparks once in a lifetime, like Elder and Meda, like the Shivim Zkenim. And then there's a Nevua that keeps on sparking continuously, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Because the full range of Nevua goes from a one-time Nevua to almost always Nevua. But what's the tachlis? There's no Nevua that they said over from the time, really. So we don't have a Nevua. What was the tachlis of the whole parasha for? One thing. A second inyan here in the beginning of the parasha that needs a big beer is the whole parasha of Yisroel. Very strange parasha. It says they have the masos of Klal Yisrael. Moshe told Yisroel, we're going to Israel. Come with us, and we'll give you something good. Hashem diber toiv al Yisrael. Lemaisa Rashi explains that Yisro did not have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. He was a ger. He wasn't nimna the shvatim. He had no chelik at Yisrael. So Yisro's taina is right. I want to go back. Every person needs a place. And I don't have a place. So I'll go back, I'll be a Shema Mitzvah. That's what he said. He didn't have Charota on his Yadus, but his Makkum will be someplace else. It's not his Makkum. The best right, it's not his Makkum, is that he has no Makkum there. So his Taina is a good Taina. And Echmein, Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, V'itavnu l'cha, we'll give you something good. L'cho itani v'itavnu l'cha. Ki Hashem di v'tev al Yisrael. He said, we'll give you something good. So Rashi explains, Doishna Shei Richoi. There was a makom that is all called, a very fat place called Doishna Shei Richoi. And Ki'ilu, that's compensation. But again, I mean, the fact that a person wants an Oretz and a Moilatati, Ki'im al Arzi v'al Moilatati Eilech, is a valid taina. No matter, no person wants to spend his life in a plush hotel. A person wants a home, he wants a place, a makom that's his. Yisrael did not have an Eretz Yisrael that's his. So what's the use of describing Doisha Shericha as being a wonderful place if it's not Pirusha? It's also very modern. The whole Sipat Varim with Doisha Shericha, it says that it was meant to be for the person that would give up the Beis Hamikdash. So the Mokum of Yericha is kilu the bimkoim of the Beis Hamikdash. For somebody who have to give up the Beis Hamikdash, we give him Yericha instead. And it said so. Beine till Yehudim and Yom gave up the chelik, he got it and he stayed there already. But if the makom Yericho is keilu a tmura, a zeh tachas zeh, a chalipin or a tmura for makom amigdash. That was oimer darsheni. The makom amigdash then is chalkal leshvatim, and this makom was also not chalkal leshvatim. It was a very strange makom. We'll soon maybe be explained a little bit. It's a The so what Moshe continues, Vayema Alna Tazavisanu, ki alken yadata chanesenu by midbar. You understand what it is that we're in the midbar. Vayisalona le noyim. We need you to guide us. I mean, Yisrael was Adam Choshev. It's hard to know how to rate it, but he was a person that found the Kadosh Baruch Hu from all the tumis and it was very nice. But Klai Yisrael had Moshe, Aaron, Yeshua, the Zizkenim, the punkt. He tells him, we need you to be a Naim for the Eidah. Well, what was Yisrael's function that was his Nekuda that he gave Klai Yisrael? And he told him again, we're going to give you as well. We're going to give you of the place that we get. You're going to partake of that chelik. He doesn't have a chelik. I mean, what was the maso matan here between Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu? Another, the name Yisrael. The name Yisrael itself, Rashi brings on the Medrash, that it's because he was miyaser a parasha achas in the Torah. Ba'ata techser, he added a new parasha to the Torah. It's very awkward, that nusach, because the lamashal, you have different parashas, parasha of Yerusha. Parasha of Yerusha is a parasha of one of the parashas of the Torah, and it's a parasha that should have been was meant to be written in Torah and was destined to be written in Torah, and megalgalin schus aydeb nois lafchad, or it was an shamayish, whatever it is, but still they were the ones that was zeicha to be megalgal schus ayada. So the parasha is not an extra parasha. It's one of the parashas of the Torah, and the one who was zeich is Moshe Lavcha, who had din Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. It's a din of Pesach Sheni with all the pratim of Pesach Sheni. Lemais, the people that were noisar and Shlo Yosef had a schus that they came and asked Lama Nigara, and again Megalon schus ay dezaka. So there's a mahalach that there are certain parashas in the Torah. Everything could have come straight from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Certain people had gevaldike schusim, and the woman galgal the parasha yodam. That avon is clear. What does it mean an extra parasha? Ki ila Kadosh Baruch Hu never intended to put in vata techsa, kaviyachol. It was never intended to be Torah. Yisrael came up with such a gevaldike idea that he added as an appendix to Torah. He added. What does the word Yisrael mean? On Leis Lofchad, you would say they were miyaser a parasha in the Torah. On the Noisar and Shoyser, you'd say they were miyaser a parasha in the Torah. They were megalgal schus ay dezaka. They were the spokesman for that piece. Normally, it went through Moshe. Now it went through them. Abavata Techser, what's the pshat in the parasha? Abavata Techser was not meant. If you call something extra, it means it's not part of the original body. It's not intrinsically part of the thing that you're dealing with. And it's extra. How do you say that about a chelik in Torah? There is no extras in Torah. If it's extra, it's not Torah. If it's Torah, it's not extra. What's the use? So let's go back maybe and be in this bringing on the Nekuda of Yericho Itaka. But with that, let's tell me for that. There's a Mida Meguna called Azus. Chutzpah, Azus. There's countless Chazal about how Meguna the Mida of Azus and Chutzpah is. It's Aspanim Ligehenim, and if you know it's Chatzifus is Mamzera. On a Sheikh Hazal, that Asponim and Chutzpah is terrible. There are a few places where Chazal are Meshabeach Chutzpah. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Chutzpah filu klapi Shemaya Mahani. By Bilam it says there's Mitzvakeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he broke through and was able to carry out something. So it says Chutzpah helps even klapi Shemaya. In the same Chazal it says that Chutzpah is Malchus of Leitago. Chutzpah is a kingdom. It's a monarchy without a crown. What is it? It's kilu de mashmos. Rashi is it's almost it. He says it's malchus and everything, but officially, that's kilu the metzias of chutzpah. It's malchus and everything but title, and it's again the mashmos and the chazal is that it's l'shvach not l'gnai. What does it mean b'chlal that it's a malchus b'le title. It's kingdom, it's monarchy without the crown. What is malchus without belit tagel? The first halacha, I mean Yehuda ben Tamar,
and it's brought down in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. It says, "As kinemer kivakari rotzkitzvi." The first midah that he says is you should be as kinemer. The word "as" is simply mistranslated as strong. "As" does not mean strong. The word "as" means daring. Of the midas a person needs to start avodas Hashem, so the gibor kari is the yizgabe kari, like the Shulchan Aruch starts off, and that a person in every matzav of lethargy and sleep and inactivity, you always have a certain, you have to be mizgabe. That midah we understand. What's the az kanema? What exactly, again, the word "as" is like chutzpah, it means daring. Where does that come in as the first one? The Rishonim say it's talking about being miyaser Rishonim and so on, which is strange, it should be the first one. It should be afterwards. But you're talking about the first thing, the button to push to get a person going. What's the midah? Like this. The midah, every person has certain gvulas. Every person has a certain makom. Every person has a certain gvul that he's mukbal with. That's him. That's him. Those are his koiches. That's his place. And that's what he is. And that's where he belongs. And that's his makom. For a person to poke his head out of his makom, that's called chutzpah. Chutzpah is a person is occupying a piece of territory that's not his. You're in a framework with people. So in a framework of this person, you belong mukbal. You don't talk first, you don't talk up, you don't tell the person what to do. Whatever the gvulas are within that framework. A person that breaks through his boundaries, a person that steps out of his boundaries, that's called chutzpah. It's called chutzpah mitzad, the breaking of the boundary that the outside imposes upon him, and it's called azuz mitzad his izgabrus on his own limitation. A person doesn't like to step out of his boundaries because he doesn't feel safe. A person doesn't like to be in a place that's bigger than him because he feels overawed by it. So the courage, so to speak, the daring is mitzad himself. So azuz and chutzpah are, chutzpah is the breaking of the barrier, the reaction, so to speak, klapi the chutz, for the person that I'm intruding in his sphere or in his place, that's called chutzpah. And the midah mitzidi that it requires to gather the courage to break out of my gvulas, that's called azus. Those are the azus and chutzpah, the both two sides of the same midah. B'derech klal, especially when it's lera, then it's a bad midah. A person steps out of his gvulas because he lacks respect for the other person, because he doesn't understand his own miyut erech, because he doesn't have covet for the others. That's a midah meguna, it's a midah ra, and that's aspar in the gehen. But there's another echitimtza. There's a Reb Tzadik, a Merik Reb Tzadik. It says Dvarim Neiroim. He says there's a pasuk in Tehillim. Ola Rasha Amar Lekim Malach Ola Sape Chukai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to the Rasha and says, "Shut up! I don't want you talking my Divrei Torah. Who are you to talk my Divrei Torah?" So, should the Rasha pack his bags and leave? So Reb Tzadik says, "No. There's a halacha. Kol Ma Shebal Bayis Omlecha Asei Chutz Mitzei." And therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you to pack and to leave, you don't do it. No, you're the Ross. He says, and the tzushtal that comes to mind is Acher. Acher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shuv v'ban shevonim chutz mi'acher, and Acher should have actioned the chayin and said, Afilo hachi. No. Kol mash ba'asam ha'al say chutz mi'tzei. I mean, understandingly that we're talking about somebody that means L'shem Shemayim. You're not talking about somebody that wants to be a koifer b'chutzpah. You're talking about somebody that ninu l'fan of dalsei tshuva, and there's chal on him that mitzad the yosher hadin, mitzad the nekiyas of the midas hadin, it should have been chal on him, and on him On him, the advice is, come as Rasan say, stand in your place and don't go. He says, he learns up that that's the parasha of the Mapilim. It says by the Meraglim. Next week, it says that they, Moshe Rabbeinu told them not to go, and Moshe Rabbeinu was based on them, they won't go to Eretz Yisrael, and they insisted on going to Eretz Yisrael. So he says, their toast was that they thought not going to Eretz Yisrael is a pchin of Kom Asher Bala Bayis Omech Asei Chutz Mitzrayim. So you have a darga of breaking through your makom, and that's called Azus. The outer, if the Yerushalayim was the makom that was Mekudesh, that's the makom Kodesh in Klal Yisrael. That's the Beis HaMikdash, that makom Avodah, and so on. Makom Avodah, Makom Torah, like we said, the Shtagazis, the Makom Melucha. Yerushalayim is the Makom of Kedusha. How far does Yerushalayim break out? How far does it break through its Gevulis? How far does it reach when it's B'Maloi Azus, Azusa and Chatzifusa? There's a Mishnah in Tamid. It says like this. It says, the Koil of the Magrefa used to be heard in Yerichoi. The koil of the psichas, Shara Godel, was heard in Yerichoi. The koil, the k'tayris was missed. The reyach k'tayris went to Yerichoi, and Kvar Hoyet says that the koin Godel, when he said Ona Hashem, Hoyet nishma koil be Yerichoi. More you Muslims now. The makom that the furthest, the makom where kedusha broke through, was Yerichoi. And it's not only because Yericho is a far point from Yerushalayim. It's much more than that. Yericho is the makom knisa to Eretz Yisrael from Chutz La'aretz, and the makom yitzia to Chutz La'aretz. Yericho Chazal call it manulei shel ha'aretz, like the lack on Eretz Yisrael. The lack is something that is put out mitzad the one inside to keep out the one from the outside. Words, the place where the outside and inside meet is by the manul. So the shah, the manul of Eretz Yisrael means this is the makom, it's the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. Even though Evayadin was also part of Eretz Yisrael, but the makom, it's a whole different parish of Kedusha. So the gvulus of Eretz Yisrael on one level is Yericho, and Yericho is the makom of kibush from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, and the makom hashpoah from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. So if you're looking for a place where the ultimate, so to speak, of until Chmei Lazid Lavi, when the Dvar Hashem goes out to the whole world, the makom is pashtus, the gvul of chatzifus and azus is Yericho. That's the makom of where Kedusha can go from Yerushalayim as far as Yerichoy, which is Betzim as far as it could possibly go. So the Gilui of Kedusha B'Meloi is Yerushalayim. The Gilui of Azus, the Gilui of Chatzifusa Klap Yishmaya, that a person is not Muchon to live within Gvulis and wants to go further than his Kaychus, is Yerichoy. That's the market for it. Yisrael was the first Ger. And the first ger, Avraham was a ger in a much broader and much more universal sense. Yisrael was it's called Klal Yisrael. A ger has no makom in Klal Yisrael, has no makom in Yerushalayim. The only way that a Yisrael has a makom is with chatzifus and with azus. It's the pshat. He has to break his own barriers. It's one of the big. Everybody always. It's one of the big sort of issues in understanding. If he has a nishmas akum, then has he have sheiches to Klal Yisrael? If he has a latent nishmas Yisrael, what's he doing in a body of akum? And these are yonim, we have no sheiches to really. In koiches hanefesh, the koiches hanefesh of geirus is azus. The person has the gvulus of a nefesh of an akum, and he broke through and. So Yisrael was the mid of Yisrael was that mid of Azus, of Chatzifusa Klap Yishmaya, and that was the Vikuach. He understood at first, he said, there is no makom for me in Eretz Yisrael. I don't have a makom. Everything needs a makom. I'll be a shamer Torah mitzvahs within the gvulas of Umas Ha'ilam, of Chutz La'aretz. So Moshe Rabbeinu told him, there is a makom for you in Eretz Yisrael also. Of the toiv that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made to be manu, it can be made to you also. And this was a place that was not a place. It was a place that on the one hand, it was Zelum Aseh to the makom HaMikdash. On the other hand, it belonged to nobody. It was the same Shetach Hefka. There was one other place. There was Yerushalayim was not the Salka Shvatim, and Yericho was not, it didn't have a Chalukah L'Shvatim. It was Oymet for Breyer. So he told him there's a place in Eretz Yisrael that straddles for the people that break through from Chutz La'aretz. Yericho is the Mokum for the people that break through. That's the Zelum Aseh. So the Mokum Amigdash is the Mokum for Kedusha Be'etzim, and Yericho is the Mokum for the Mechutzofim that broke through past their capabilities, past their Mekoimis, past their given capabilities, and they have a Mokum like that. That's the Mekoim of Yericho. That's the pshat in Yisrael. Adrava, it was a mila. Certainly, like everything else, everything that happens is kolul and ritzoyne yisparach and yidiyose yisparach. And chas v'shalom klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing happens that's extra. Nothing happens that's new. Nothing happens that wasn't destined, so to speak. But in mahalchei avoda, so for normal people, no one is adding extra to Torah. B'nai Slavchot are the ones that are Megala, the parasha of Yerusha. The Nois HaRena Shal Yosef are the Shluchim for that. You can't call those parashas extra because the Malchut HaVodah wasn't extra. They were the ones that had the Schus, the Schia, to bring, to say over that parasha. The Mahalach of Yisrael is Be'etzim, the one that breaks through and shows there's another piece. Just like Mitzat Koichais Nafshoi, he said there's more to me than there is. So his Gilian Torah is a parasha that's called Yisera. Certainly Mitzat Ritzoni Akdumi Yisbarach, it's not Yisera. But Klape Our Havana in Torah, it's called Yisera. He was Miyasa. He showed that you can take another part and Kaviyochel, a part that you didn't think was Torah, and appended Kaviyochel to Torah. And again, certainly Mitzad Ritzoyno and Kavanosi Yisbarach, it's all there, L'chadchila. But Mitzad Our Havon and Tfisa, Yisroi is the extra. And when Chazal say that Geir Malik Sapachas, it's both, it's a Gnai and it's a Shvach. A Sapachas means something to be in a Schaba that's not Be'etzem a Chelik. That's the Chiddush over here. That's the parasha of Yisroi over here. That's the parasha of Haiti. Sometimes, you know, in its miloi gdulosai, a parasha like Yisrael is the pshat. The person breaks through to where he wasn't shaykh before, and he's there. That's highly, highly unusual. We always speak about a person understanding his koiches, kashreinus, limitations, his situation. And a person has to somehow work within that area because lemaisa that's b'derech kol, that's the avodah of a person. And most people end up chas v'shalom like the mapilim and not like Yisrael. They end up being dashed on the rocks. They don't that's the normal halacha of avodah. But that there should be an element of occasionally, once in a lifetime, once periodically, that a person should break through to a place that he's not holding. Even if he has to retreat back, I mean, most people do it in the span of a lifetime. People are zeicher to be nistabik, to shifti beveis Hashem for a tkufa in their lives, and for most people, it's only a tkufa. How do you dehear that? How do you understand that? The parasha of Nevuah that he gave to the Ayin Skenim, we asked, what's the use of a one-time? I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted a Tosefes in Hanhag of Klal Yisrael. So he takes 70 people, he gives them Nevuah, and then it disappears. So what was the use of it? I mean, the Teretz is certainly these people remained as the Ayin Skenim that helped him with Hanhag. This is the forerunner of Sanhedrin. These Ayin Skenim certainly became. But if they wouldn't, and they were not shaykh to Nevuah on a boyfriend. They were not shechta nevuah, even though they were gedolim, nevuah lechud and gavus. Two different inyanim. But had they not been toyim nevuah once upon a time, they'd never be royal for manhigus. They had to see, even if at that time, even at that moment, they had it only for a moment, but it leaves a reishim forever. A person sees a world beyond himself for a moment, so he's a different person, even if he's not shaykh to that world. His musagim are different. His person is different. I mean, one of the reasons why there's such a tremendous, I don't know the word, chavivus or haracha for skenim, and having some shaykhs with skenim, is that they have a shaykhs to a world that's not their world. On the one hand, by Yisrael, we asked before, what's he going to do for Kaisa? What was his godness? For Yisrael, Naim. A Naim means Yisrael, since he broke through, he was able to see. He had far-sighted vision. He was able to see past the horizon. So in the mile of Yisrael was his far-sightedness. He could see past the limitations of normal eyesight. On a personal level, for the Skenim that had Nevuah once, they would change people because once they had a Bchin of Nevuah. If they never had Bchin of Nevuah, they'd be their size. They wouldn't be bigger than that. To be a manig has to be bigger than the cloud. He has to be a bigger person. Sometimes the person is bigger like Moshe Rabbeinu because he fills a much bigger hole and he's much bigger. But even if the person has bigger musagim, even if he's a smaller person, but if his musagim are at least bigger, so the person is a gadol. There's a Mordechai, the Ishbitzer, has a gewaldiger teich in the pasuk. Says a dove. It's not Ishbitzer actually. Yeah, it's the Meishaler says it. He says it like this. He says when Moshe, when they complain, he betzim learns up this whole parasha with a similar nekuda. In other words, a lot of these meisim that happened here are where people tried to go past the limitations, fell through, and still they gained because of it. That's his nekuda. He said the people thought it didn't succeed, but the fact that they pushed and broke through, even if they had to retreat, that in itself was a mila for them. So he says like this. He says in the parasha, he says a meyda kataych. I mean, he says it in the psukim. He says that when Aaron and Miriam complained about Moshe Rabbeinu, it was also a gather of the same type of inyan. There's a gather of nevuah which applies to every navi. And they were hard and fast part of that gather. They were Nevi'im. That was their metzias. And with all the Gdarm of Nevuah, they did not the hair that there's a bigger thing. And therefore they came with tainus to Moshe Rabbeinu. And it mixed into these tainus was a kina seifrim of, is it, we don't the hair that there's a larger area. We would like to see, or we'd like to the hair that there's something bigger than our framework of Nevuah. So he says like this. Vayir Hashem ba'amud onan, vayamud pescha oil, vayikar amir, vayitzah shneem. Vayoyim, he says, Shimun odvora im yoni v'achem Hashem b'mara ilo v'svado v'chaloyim adababoy. There's a normal novi, is a cholim or a mara. Loi kein avdi Moshe b'chol beis inemonu. Then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes now to them what is Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Meir Shalech says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something, he doesn't sit and tell stories. He doesn't tell things. There's no speaking by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every dibur is a metzias. Just like when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Yi or," it's or. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Anoichi," the world became full with Anoichi, and there was no mokum for something else. Diburim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are metzias. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, "Peh el peh," Adaber, they heard a dibur of Pe'al Pe'. And when he said, boy, it stopped. In other words, Pe'al Pe'al Adaber, I speak, there is a darga of Nevuah called Pe'al Pe'. Boy, to Moshe only. So he says, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Pe'al Pe'al Adaber, they heard a dibur of Pe'al Pe'. And with the boy, it stopped at that point. And the same thing when he said,
and
when he said Yabit, he looks and no one else, it stopped and became Mitzumtzum to Moshe Rabbeinu. So for a minute, they had a gilui of Moshe's Nevuah. They had a time of Nevuah's Moshe, which they got because of Chatzifusa, and then it stopped, and V'lo Yosef, like by Nevuah. So by the other people, by the Ayans Kanim, they went from a Darg of non-Nevuah to a Darg of Nevuah for a moment, and they had a Tam Nevuah, and they went, Moshe and Ayan went to a Darg of Nevuah's Moshe for a moment, and they had a Tam of that, and then it stopped. And he says that it was the Maile Faket. Their tainus to Moshe had a tam of kinasayfim to it. It had a tam of chatzifusa klape shemaya, and that's why it helped. And that's why there was a, and certainly, and he's, I mean, his lashon is certainly, even though it stopped, but a reishim remained of that kedusha. The whole metzias, you know, it's a part of the frustrations and part of the process where people lose so much when they step out of yeshiva, when they step out of an environment that's kula Torah to an environment that has psharas with chay olam. From a matziv that has psharas with chay olam to a matziv that has some chay olam to it, and k'ma kula chay yeshua. When it is because the person sees himself in unnatural gvulas, and he can't cope with it. Good. But so we always speak about a person living with the gvulas, understanding that's the avodah. But there's a flip side to it. The time that the person has from those moments that he broke through and he was kaviyochel mischatzik rapishmai, kaviyochel he was toying the time nevuah, are nekudas of oyer that meant to stay all the time. It says, the Targum says, very interesting. Rashi says, the Sifri says, V'lo Yosef, that he never continued to prophesize again. Targum says v'lo pasik, he never stopped. In lechur it's mamish, it's a stir of me'akotze lakotze. And the Teretz says, no. On a overt sense, in the gilui kipshutai, it stopped. That's clear. V'lo pasik is talking in Targum lashon, mitzad the person himself, mitzad his own havana, it never stopped giving him havana. It never stopped feeding and nourishing him. A person has to understand that even an akuda that remains for a moment is not an akuda that was wasted. It's not a failure. It's a success. The person lives a whole life with that year, 2 years, decade of learning, with that special tkufa of his alos. Those are things a person lives with a whole life, and the person has to understand it that it gives him for always. Rabbi Shaul says, Rabbi Shaul once says, a person is walking in a dark, pitch dark road, lost, with sticks and stones and a chur, mamash terrible. And a flash of lightning illuminates the entire area. So even if it lasts a split second, it's not wasted. Because understanding what the entire terrain looks like, having seen the entire terrain, the person is an entirely different person. He may still stumble, he may still fall, but the person is has a whole different tefisa and hasaga and everything. Having the heard nevuah, the Rambam gives the same mashal. Nevuah, in the beginning of Moir, when he speaks about nevuah, he says it's like a light that flashes, and the ha'ara that the shivim v'skenim had was a ha'ara that it flashed once, and the mile of it is not that moment. The mile of it is for the rest of their lives they live with the memory of what it looked like. They saw it once, they heard it once, they understood it once. They're different people for that reason. And even if they live within the same framework and symptom of those people, it's a different world. I knew a person who came from a tremendous mountain in Europe, and he was stuck in the States. He was stuck for the rest of his life. After the war, he was a pilot. And he went to a place with a notion of Pshutim Me'oid. And he He was part of it. That's where he worked. That's where he lived, and so on. He once told someone, "I don't live with them. I live with the world that I came from. The world where I came from, it was close to yeshiva, to one of the biggest yeshivas in Europe, one of the big mekayim stuff." He said, all the katnunias and all the stupidity, and he said, "I can't do much more. I don't have time to learn more. I don't have time." The person worked very hard, he came to Chayse Koil and so on, and he wasn't able to do much more. But he said, "I live in a different world because I came from a different world. My world is not the narish, the little people who never saw past their noses. I saw a world of gedolim, kadlus, and yeshiva, and that's my world. And this is that's the difference between a person who had an nekuda like that and who didn't have an nekuda." In Baloischa, the beginning of the parasha, Baloischa, so everybody quotes the beginning of Rashi, the Baloischa is the bimala da shall have his meleo, it's dashna. There's a second chapter in Rashi. Baloischa is that you have to go up on steps to light the menorah. Going up on steps means it's not your natural height. But to make an akuda of ha'ara that lasts a whole life, a person sometimes has to go up two or three steps. A person has to be taller than he is. A person needs the chatzifus to walk two or three steps taller than he is to light the ha'ara. It's again in a lifetime, sai mitzad, what a person can do, bal korchach, to give himself years of ha'ara. A person say, what's the use of struggling so hard when the most I'll be able to learn is kach v'kach years, and then I'll have to go to work. So why should I much? What do I get out of it? I'm not going to be bigger. What do I get out of it? You get out of the rest of your life. You live in a world that you create, in a world that's illuminated by the musagim you had before. A person recognizes the boundaries. To look at something that's beyond his tefisa, to try to understand something, to try to learn something that's normally beyond his pale of havana, to give it to muchazich on a difficult Reb Chaim, on a shver maral, on to do a maisa that goes beyond his capabilities. It's good that a person doesn't fool himself to think that he can live like that all his time. But that every so often a person has occasion to uplift himself, it's a change for an entire lifetime. If a person is mala himself, if a person walks up two or three steps every so often, then there's a ha'ara there that's it's, even though it's a velayasaf with nifsak, but mitzat pnimius, it's a velayasaf that illuminates him for the rest of his life. And secondly, what's the pshat that hifs it? The Rambam says, "Who hifs it al atzmai shavav nechem olchalem." What do I care hifs it al atzmai? It's Rachman. It's like, what does he mean? Hifs it al atzmai, like by the kuchas. It's your fault. You should have checked it out. What do we need that for? The guy doesn't have a right to tie into that. The Torah says, "Who hifs it al atzmai" means that even though you paid back the money, but you didn't take off the cheskas chiyu. Mitzad the description of Avah, the cheskas chiyuv remains until you don't take it off the way you say. I don't know. It's hard. It's a difficult point. It's an edel point. I'm not sure. But the other points, I'm pretty sure about. Okay. But I don't know. Go through. I mean, you see in the Hemshech Ram, the whole period that we're talking about the Emunas specifically. Okay. Let's see. Let's maybe finish the Gemara first, and then we'll have a little more. But there was some other as the Rashbam, but maybe we'll leave it for next time. There needs to be gone into. I want to first get up into that. Meisvei Eisei Abayi L'Rabba Ro Avdei V'yad Uman V'talis V'yad Kovis Om Lei Mativa Etzlechot Ata Mechata T'Tzadi Matona L'Om Akulim B'fonei Amata L'Lomoichoi V'litna Lei B'matona Tvorev Kayom. So Moses says, what's Pshat Tuchal? My Shalish Rashi Sefer. Amarava Sefer B'Yitzchak Siyah De'acha. We're talking about a third party. Ukarma Le'acha B'Tchonei Amata L'Moichoi. The other guy says, you told him to sell it to me. V'litna Matona. So Migri Bamle Minach Sevantia, since he could have told him I bought it from you, on Inami Bifane Amata L'Moichoi, Tvarev Kayomin U'mehemen. Katani Mias Reisha, Ro. Sahechidam, Idik Eidim, Lomali Ro. I mean, Nei Seidim Nishko.
You yourself said that it all depends on Edom, not on Ra. Elolav delekated. V'chi Ra miyatafisla. So you see that Ra itself is also cancels the guy. So he says, Loi, lo'ilam dike Edom. V'udu Ra, you need both Edom and Ra. So what do you draw for? So now Rabbi at Charata from his Shita as far as what you need, and he holds in both cases you need Ra and Eidim. Let's see Rashi Pama Nishtikul. Ra Avdi Biyad Uman Shemalam the Umnis. You know, obviously didn't give it to him to fix. It's interesting because he could have said he was in a hospital, I guess. He sent the Evet to a doctor to operate, and the doctor says he's my Evet. But he says the easy one to understand is Malam Dolmis. So Rashbam says we're obviously talking about Gimel Shanim, because without Gimel Shanim, it's like Gaidus. Just remember, there's a little bit of a pella. I see you raising your eyebrows quizzically. I mean, if someone were to ask, where does it say, how do you know that Avodah need Gimel Shanim? What would be the answer? If you needed to, if you were writing, looking for Mara Mokum, where do you know that Avodah need Gimel Shanim? Where would be the best Mara Mokum? Yeah, the first Mishnah. The Rashbam brings it from greatest in Chazaka, but Kmina Chazaka, it's Chazaka like Gimel Shanim. Why? It's a Mishnah. So I think it's because some Mishnahim say that it's Agav Urch in the Mishnah. So probably that's why, you know, you could learn that Avodim is Lav Dafke. He knows Isker Shekakois. Urubisi says it. So it says that Avodim is Agav. I think one of the Mishnahim, I don't remember. Says that Avodim is Agav Urch in Lakat, so maybe the, I don't know, but it's Mother, some. Vitalisa bi atkayvis va fil sha'achas va ma klum de umen in la khazaka. Vi fane amate le pleni le mekhlik ni matona. De vorm shel umen kayam. Hakke kes al zayte khashta. De haynu de kaporach meishne resha. Ama rabbe bereshen forse va le first yufte. Vi yitzi atalos miyad yide acha. She toyen shel lotche min umen. U kamale achle balabayes atoyvi va mle matki va tsakha. Balay mesati vlumen le taknoy. I push it technically, don't understand the case in Rashbam. Rashbam says, what are we talking about? Just let's get down the very, very simple facts. Did the Balabayas sell it to the Uman or not? What happened? I gave my watch to the guy to fix. And so right now, and then the third guy came along and he liked the way the watch looked. Did the Uman buy it or did the Uman not buy it? No. If the Rashbam starts out by saying, V'umeshim na'uman k'nisiv, u'v'mitzvasei machrali, he sold it to me because you told him to. Shebefanei amata lo lemoichrei. Harei k'bishatoyim imchol lekachti. What does that mean? He says, you told the guy to sell it to me, so it's as good as saying that I bought it from you. It's like minoch simintei. It is minoch simintei. I mean, if I tell UPS to deliver a package to you, the pshat is I bought it from UPS. I mean, the woman is a nobody. The woman can't sell it. The woman can't buy it. The woman delivers. He's a delivery boy. He's UPS. No, so that taina is, if I buy something from you and you ship it, who do I buy it from? My taina is Minoch Zavinte or from UPS Zavinte?
No, later he says that the guy sold it to him.
But again, I just want to say something. So the Uman is a delivery boy.
No, it could be, maybe that the Uman normally is misogynistic, so he can buy it off that guy, he's Mishabeth by doing his work on it and then something like that.
Again, so then I bought it from the Uman. Who gets to keep the property? Who did it belong to? Who did I? So what is it? Mitzvascha? It's not tzascha. That it's two separate things.
No, the guy says, "Listen, I gave it to you originally, so you sell it to whoever you want for your property. It's not legal to do. You pay me."
I want to explain something to you. When you sell me something, it's none of your business what I do with it afterwards.
It
doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything.
So what he means is that's what the guy, even when a guy would say that, in other words. If he gives it to the woman, originally his intention was to fix it for himself. And then he says, I'm going to sell it to this guy and he can do what he wants. And then he knows the woman normally would do is to sell it to somebody else. That's what he means. But he doesn't mean that to go and sell it to somebody
again,
else.
Again, so that's nothing. So my taina is, I bought it from the woman who bought it from you.
Right.
Fine. So first of all, so what does it mean? So umitzvasei machali shebefanei omarto loy lemoichrei. You told it in front of me. You told him to sell it, and Demis is. I mean, that's the Gemara. I mean, the Rashi must say. But Yitzchak Yadacha Ukama Le'Acha Bifanei Amata Loy LeMoichrei Ovelita Matana. He told him to give it to me as a gift.
What the guy means is, in other words,
what does it mean? You told him to give it to me as a gift, and to give it as a gift. So what do you need it for? It's words. There's no point to it. There's no point to it. The main thing is, it's like Kamer Di Zavne Zavne Minoch Chad Yoyma. Kamer Di Zavne Zavne Minoch. Over there, you also say this Lon Shtegel Torah. I bought it from you, and you told me be a sweet guy and sell it to him. What for? It doesn't make any sense. And then the Rashbam finishes. Not like that. The Rashbam says, "The Amalei Hay Machzik Balas Minoch Sevinte Mehemenu Lavuna." Let me say, I want to buy your car. I like your car. It's a nice car. I say, I'd like to buy the car. So you tell me it's in the garage now. So I said, good, I'll give you the money and I'll pick it up in the garage. So the tain is minach sevinte from the garage sevinte. The tain is you. That is the tain is minach sevinte. It has nothing to do with the other person.